the Daily Princetonian, I'm Leela Siskind. You're listening to Daybreak. Today, we cover Princeton's termination of its relationship with Labyrinth Books, a Mercer County fire, the women's NCAA tournament viewership, and an aborted Russian rocket launch. It's Wednesday, April 10th. Princeton recently announced the termination of its relationship with Labyrinth Books, meaning that Labyrinth will no longer be the official provider of course books. To learn more about this and what it means for fall course books, I sat down with Assistant News Editor Christopher Bao. Could you please start with your name and your position at the Prince?
My name is Christopher Bao, and I'm an Assistant News Editor at the Prince.
Awesome, thank you so much. And can you tell me a little bit about the decision from the university to end its partnership with Labyrinth?
Sure. So the university and Labyrinth recently announced that their longstanding relationship, wherein professors would order course books to Labyrinth and then students can buy them at a discounted price and then later participate in a buyback program to get more discounts back, would be coming to an end. Both the university and Labyrinth described this as a mutual decision, and they said that the main goal of this transition was to allow Labyrinth to focus on being more of a scholarly bookstore. Specifically, both parties note that with this new transition, they hope that Labyrinth can become a store that focuses on new kinds of books, specifically they mentioned rare books, as well as focusing on events and talks and things of the like that they often host for the community.
Awesome, thank you. And could you please briefly describe what this means for course books in the fall semester?
Sure. So starting with fall 2024, and even with actually programs for the summer of 2024, course books will be supplied through an online retailer called eCampus, which will directly ship books to addresses on campus. So students will place their orders on this platform and then pick them up at a designated address.
You can read more at dailyprincetonian.com or via the link in our show notes. In local news, yesterday, firefighters were called to a storage facility in Mercer County, where a large fire was underway. The fire began at around 11:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning at public storage on Quaker Ridge Road in Hamilton, New Jersey. The fire quickly escalated into a third alarm heavy fire, resulting in the closure of Quaker Ridge Road between Hughes Drive and Youngs Road. The fire was brought under control by 12:30 p.m., and an investigation into its cause and whether anyone was inside the storage facility at the time of the fire is currently underway. Bianca Harris, a Hamilton Fire Public Information Officer, announced that there were no reported injuries. In national news, the women's NCAA tournament final between Iowa and South Carolina on Sunday, April 7th, attracted more viewers than the men's final on Monday, April 8th, for the first time in history. Fueled in part by Iowa's star player Caitlin Clark's rise to national fame, the women's final had 18.9 million viewers, while the men's final between the University of Connecticut and Purdue drew 14.8 million. The last basketball game with higher viewership than this year's women's final was the 2019 men's NCAA basketball championship, when Texas Tech faced off against the University of Virginia, with 19.6 million viewers. Just 10 years ago, the 2014 women's NCAA basketball championship attracted only 4.3 million viewers. While viewership for the women's final has been on the general rise over the last decade, the viewer pool more than doubled in size between the women's final in 2023, with only 9.9 million viewers. Princeton's women's basketball team took to the court in the women's NCAA bracket this March, but lost in round one to West Virginia. In international news, Russian space officials aborted the test launch of a new heavy-lift rocket, the Angara A-5, just 2 minutes before its scheduled launch time of 9 a.m. from the Vostochny Space Launch Facility. According to Yuri Borisov, head of the Roscosmos State Space Corporation, the launch was canceled by the automatic safety system after it registered a flaw in the oxidizer tank pressurization system. Borisov also stated that another attempt will be made to launch the rocket on Wednesday. Yesterday's launch was set to be the fourth for the Angara A-5, which is a heavy-lift type of the Angara rocket family designed to replace the Soviet-designed Proton rockets. The last three launches were conducted from the Plesetsk launch pad in northwestern Russia. Today, you can expect mostly cloudy skies and a 24% chance of rain, with a high of 70 and a low of 51 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for Daybreak today. Today's episode was written by Hallie Graham and me, sound engineered by Vitus LaRue, and produced under the 148th Managing Board of the Prince. Our theme was composed by Ed Horn, class of 22. For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Leela Siskind. Have a wonderful day.